This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 688, Whoop in the Glow of IELTS Vocabulary.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn incredibly native ways to describe your excitement and positive feelings in IELTS Speaking Part 1.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
What is going on? Ooh, I have something exciting. James' birthday is at the beginning of April, and so I'm taking him to a Portland Trailblazers game, like, ooh, on his birthday. So when I told him about this, he was like literally jumping up and down with glee. He was like, because that's a really cool thing, going to like a professional basketball game on your birthday.
Ooh, yeah, that's huge. That's huge. Basketball is really fun to watch too.
It is fun. And I think it's one of those sports that's a little more accessible than other sports. Like, I understand people who don't watch like soccer or American football or stuff like that, because I feel like you have to play a sport growing up to really enjoy watching it, you know, to get it. But I feel like basketball is like anyone could get excited about it.
Yeah, because it's fast paced and it's good. Oh, that's so cool. I love it.
Yeah, super fun. That's great. What are you excited about right now, Lindsay?
Oh my God. Well, I just got back from Cambodia. So super excited, just kind of basking in those memories,
you know,
basking in the glow of those memories and just the mind shift you get when you travel and your mind gets open to new places and new things. So that's good. And then I'm getting back on a flight back to LA to go to a conference. I'm pretty excited for that. I'm not excited for all the travel. Like, this is a lot of time at airports in the last month. But I'm excited about the learning that's going to, I know Richard Branson is going to be speaking at this conference, and that's kind of fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's always exciting to see a celebrity speak. So
wait, Richard Branson, he's a celebrity. He owned Virgin Atlantic or Virgin Airlines or something.
Yeah. He's a famous business guy. So he's going to be giving a talk at this conference, and cool. You know, I think there'll just be a lot of learning. A lot of learning.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe after the conference, you could like go out on the town and whoop it up with Richard Branson.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
So, listeners, I hope you didn't skip that beginning conversation, because Lindsay and I just used some phrases you're going to learn today in context. And that's really the best way to learn vocab.
Absolutely. Never skip the beginning conversations, guys, because that's where the gold is, right? That's where we show you how to put into action what you're going to be learning. So it's so good. But before we get into these super cool vocabulary words today, Jessica, let's talk about a special opportunity that our listeners have. This is really cool.
Okay, guys. I have a question for you, listeners. Do you want to meet the famous Lindsay? Because you can. You can have a mock test, an IELTS mock speaking test with Lindsay in person in Boston. We are going to be choosing some of you guys to do this and to have it recorded and be featured on our YouTube channel. This is such a huge, amazing opportunity. And then not only do you get to meet Lindsay in person, but I am going to watch the interview and send you some personal feedback as well. So guys, if you are in Boston, around Boston, taking a road trip to Boston, email Lindsay at Lindsay@allearsenglish.com.
Exactly, Jessica. That is so true. I mean, this is free. This is a rare opportunity. Yeah. And the reason we're doing this, guys, is to create amazing content for the YouTube channel. So you'll be seeing, I mean, how many subscribers are on the YouTube channel now, Jessica?
Oh, gosh, 47,000, 48,000.
Yeah, around.
Growing by leaps and bounds every day.
Yeah. So a large number of subscribers are going to see this. And that is why we're doing this, guys. But it's especially cool for the people that decide to participate, for the special yes. students that participate, because you get your feedback. You get a full assessment from Jessica before anyone else sees the video. So you'll yes. get that ahead of time. So take advantage. You know, if you think maybe this is for you, but you're a little nervous, don't hesitate. Just email me. I'll make you feel comfortable. I promise it won't be scary. It'll be fun. We'll enjoy it. Totally. And you'll get some amazing practice in a real mock speaking test.
Yeah. Yes. Good. So I thought you were going to give your email again. I was waiting.
Oh, okay. We can do it one more time. So it's lindsay@allearsenglish.com.
That was funny. There's a little gap there. That was funny. Okay, guys. So obviously, Lindsay and I are excited about this project, and we are excited to bring you vocabulary today. So on the speaking exam, listeners, on your speaking test, you are definitely going to be asked questions about things you like, things you enjoy, things you love. Okay. Always, every single test, there are questions like that. So today's vocabulary, you will definitely be able to use on your next test.
Absolutely. So, and we're going to give you not just vocabulary, right? Not the textbook vocab, but these are very unique phrases
totally.
That we came up with earlier, and they will set you apart completely, yeah. right? Oh, we can completely. Guarantee no one else is going to use these phrases on test day.
Definitely not. So this is inspired because a student in our course, Marina, thank you so much for asking this question. She said that she read this in a magazine article, the expression whooped in the glow. And she's like, does anyone know what that means? So, of course, I've already replied to her in Facebook because we get back to members immediately. But this is a good question. So first of all, we need some context here for this yeah. phrase, but it definitely is about excitement. So whooped, that's such a funny verb, whoop, W-H-O-O-P, to like whoop is like to yell with delight.
Yeah. I mean, I was just in a film festival last night, actually. Somehow I was so tired, but I dragged myself out to this
wow.
because my friend had a ticket, and it was actually the Banff Film Festival, which features like outdoor movies, outdoor independent films.
Cool.
And it was clear when I got in there that they have like a super loyal base of follower audience of followers of this film festival because people were whooping it up, you know, as soon as they introduced the festival, the guy came out, introduced the first film, people were like, woo, you know, they yeah. were screaming, they were like, they were excited, they were standing up, like they knew what was coming, they were ready for the first video, first movie.
I love it. I love feeling that the community like like there's a community around this. That's so
huge.
Great.
Yeah.
I think don't use it by itself, right? I think just use it like to whoop it up. Like everybody was whooping it up. It's like everybody was yelling excitedly.
Exactly. Give the context, right? Give the context.
Hello, awesome listeners. If you are in or around the Boston area, we would like to invite you to meet Lindsay and have a live speaking mock test. It's free. It's a great opportunity. And I will send you personal feedback on your speaking exam. Lindsay's email is lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Email her now and set that up. Okay, cool. And then the next one. So I said James did this when he found out about the birthday basketball tickets. Jump up and down with glee. I do this a lot because I'm like, even though I do like sit at my computer a lot for work, if I'm not sitting down at my computer, I'm moving. Like I can't stand still. So I jump up and down with glee all the time. So anytime, like you could picture this, right? If you hear some exciting news or share some exciting news and you literally can't contain your excitement and you're just like jumping up and down and clapping your hands. It's like great image.
I love it. And it's not just for kids, right? As you said, you do this
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, no, this is definitely something that everyone can do, not just kids.
No, yeah, no, totally. All of this is all age appropriate for sure. What's another interesting sort of native way we can talk about excitement?
Well, I really like the verb to bask.
Yes.
And so the phrase that we're going to teach you guys, that we're going to recommend, is to bask in the glow of something.
Yeah. Yeah. This is lovely, you guys. I feel like this is often used with praise, like to bask in the glow of praise is like if people are complimenting you or congratulating you, right? Then you are just sitting there smiling, just taking in all of this positive energy. And you could just use it with that too, like to bask in the positive energy of something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It also makes me think of like when we've done our live events, we've kind of just the week after the live events that we've had, like the Tokyo event last year, which is coming again this year, guys, or the Urban Adventures. I feel like we've kind of basked in that feeling, in that in the glow of those events the following week, like with this amazing energy high.
I love this. And this would be really easy to use on the test, describing how you felt after something great happened. Yeah. Right? I like this context. This is really easy to understand and easy to use. So yeah, totally. In like the day after, or the week after, even the month after something amazing happens, it's like you still have that energy that is left over from that feeling. And it's so strong that even just thinking of this amazing thing makes you feel all warm and fuzzy. So to like bask in the glow of this memory or that event. Yeah.
So good. I mean, this is so native and natural. You're going to surprise the examiner if you use this phrase.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I would be shocked if I heard a student say that. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay. You're definitely above that 7. Good job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's one last one, you guys. I say this too a lot, I think. If you're describing your reaction, right? And like your like burst of excitement, then you could say, I couldn't contain myself, or I couldn't contain my excitement.
Yeah, for sure. And this is also, as a side point, can be used when something is funny and you can't stop laughing.
Oh, right? Totally.
I couldn't contain my laughter.
That's great. I hate that. Like, yeah, no, that's a good point. Because I picture myself using this, like, if you're in public and you laugh at something that you shouldn't be laughing, or like, you know how you're in a quiet place, maybe like you're in church or like a concert, and your friend makes you laugh, and you're trying so hard not to laugh. Tell that story and be like, unfortunately, I just couldn't contain my laughter, and I burst out giggling.
I love it. I love it. So to transfer that into an exciting situation, it's the same thing, right? I couldn't contain myself, or I couldn't contain my excitement. It was just bursting out of me.
Yes. Oh, that's so fun. I love these phrases today because these really are all of them have very strong images attached to them, right? So definitely, guys, I think we said this on the All Ears English side on an episode, but this great vocabulary memorization technique of when you hear us say this phrase, listen a couple times today, and when you hear this phrase, really hold the image of that phrase in your mind. Like, picture me jumping up and down. Picture Lindsay smiling as she remembers Cambodia. Picture yourself laughing in a place you shouldn't, right? Like, connect it to an image.
Absolutely. That is such good advice. And that's a key part of our preparation for IELTS, right? I mean, this is the way we prepare, right? And we also do it in an organized way. Right? We want to prepare with that study plan, right, Jessica?
In an organized and exciting way, may I say. when I get to talk to three key students who have taken various classes before, maybe online, maybe in person, and like every one of them is like, oh man, Three Keys IELTS is so much more motivating than any other IELTS course because, guys, you hear the energy we have on the show. It is this same energy throughout every lesson of Three Keys IELTS. So you are paying attention, you're focused, you're learning, you're engaged the whole time.
I love that. And it, you know, when a mind is engaged, it learns. Yeah, it retains memories. And that's what, you guys have experienced the other way, probably your whole life learning English. And it hasn't necessarily worked that well, right? So try something different. Join our Three Keys IELTS success system. I mean, who was the student that we interviewed a few weeks ago on the podcast that got that 8? What was that student's
Vicente.
Name? Oh my God, what a story.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. We've had so many really cool student interviews lately, guys. So you've heard these people. You've heard how they can't contain their excitement because they're done with IELTS. So picture yourself having that feeling, right?
Amazing.
Picture how you're going to feel when you get the scores you need. Amazing.
Absolutely. Amazing.
So guys, definitely go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And that's the basic course, the whole course. Or if you want those classes with me on Skype, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Awesome. And we are out of here for today, but we'll be back tomorrow, right, Jessica?
Yes, we will.
I'll see you then. All right. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.